Taf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, we'll begin Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Continuing on with the dreams. Tani Tani Kamid Rav Yochanan, the Tana taught in front of Rav Yochanan, called me a mashkin, Yafel Chaloyim. If a person sees any types of mashkin drinks in a dream, call me, it's a Yafel Chaloyim, it's a good sign, ex chutz min ayayin, except for wine, which is not necessarily good, could be good or bad. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. We see that. So you see that it gives simcha. And sometimes it's raloi, it's bad for him. We see that from the pasuk. So you see that's associated with bitterness. Amalei Rav Yochanan l'tana, Rav Yochanan said to the Tana, no, teach as follow, Tane, Talmud Chacham loylam toivah. However, for a Talmud Chacham, it's always good. Shenemra, l'chu, l'achma, b'l'achma, yishu, v'yayin, masachti. Chachma is saying to the Talmud, go drink from the wine that I've mixed. So it now shows that he's been given yayin, he can be given Chachma. Actually, we had this memory before. If a person arose, he woke up, and with a pasuk on his mouth, a raise a nevuah katana, it's a minor nevuah. Tana Rabbanan Shleisha Malachim Heim. There are three malachim. A person sees a king in his dream, it's a simon. Haraya David Machaloim. If he sees David a melech in the dream, it's Hapel Chasidus. He should anticipate Chasidus, David a melech. He was mispalel and always yearning to be close to Hashem, so it's a simon of Chasidus. Shleima Yitzhapel Chachma, because Shleima Mech was a Gois of Chacham. Achav Yedig Min HaParanus, Achav was a Rasha, and Seifet, his end was that he was killed. It's a Semen of Paranus. Shleisha Nevi'im Heim, there are three specific Nevi'im, which are a Semen in a dream. Haroya Sefer Malachim, if you see a Sefer Malachim, Yitzhapel Gedula. Malachim Kings, that's Gedula. Yecheskel, Yitzhapel L'chachma, it's a Semen L'chachma, and Sefer Yecheskel, there was a Maisim Rekava. Yeshaya, Yitzhapel L'Nachama, and Sefer Yeshaya has consolation, Nachama, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, and Vechule, and etc. And Yirmi, Yedig Mid Paranus, which is the Nevuah of the Chorban. So it's problematic here because it says there's three Nevi'im, and there's actually four that are mentioned. The Goyen, he removes Sefer Yeshaya from the list. There are three large sifrei ksuvim, which are a simen. Haroya sefer tehillim yitzhapel chasidus. If we see sefer tehillim, we should anticipate chasidus. Like we said, Dovra Melech, it's a simen of chasidus. Mishle yitzhapel chachma. Mishle is the chachma of Shlema Melech. You should anticipate chachma. Iyav yedig mid haparanus. Punishments of Iyav, it's a simen of punishment of Paranus. Shleisa ksuvim katanim. There are three svarim of Ksuvim, which are smaller form, which are a simen. Haroya shirashim chaloyim. If we see shirashim, it's apla chasidus. That's yearning to become close to Hashem. The yachas of Klal Yisrael and the relationship of Klal Yisrael with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kohelis, it's apla chachma. Kohelis is a simen of chachma of the Kohelis of Shlema Melech, the chachma of Shlema Melech. Kina is yidig min haparanus. Kina is lamentations on the korban. It's a simon of paranus. Haroi Megillas Esther, if a person sees Megillas Esther and nasalei neis, then he has a neis is given for him. It's a simon that will have a neis. Shleisha chachamim heim. There's three chachamim. If a person sees in his dream, it's a simon. Shleisha Chachamim, Roy Rebbe Chaloyim, it's Apel Chochma. Rebbe was inside of the Mishnah, it's a Simel Chochma. Rebbe Elazar ben Azar, who is very wealthy, it's Apel Ashiras, he should anticipate wealth. Rav Shmuel ben Elisha, Yidik Min Paranus, he was one of the Sarahur Gemalchus, it's a Simen of Paranus. Shleisha Talmidim, him, the three Talmidim, Roy ben Azar ben Chaloyim, it's Apel Chasidus, he should anticipate Chasidus. He was a very big Chasid. He was one of those that were when Nichnas Lepardes, so we should anticipate Chasidus. Ben Zayma Yitzhapel Chochma, Acher Yidig Min Paranus, Acher, who went off and who was punished, lost his Olam Haba, Yitzhapel Paranus. Kolamine Chayas Yavzal Chom, all types of animals are a good simon for a dream. Chutz Min Apil Vakayfa Kippur, except for an elephant, a monkey, and a marten. Marten is a type of a weasel. Didn't we say that wondrous things happen when we see an elephant? So it's just the opposite. For the Gemara, like Hasha, Hadamisarik, Hadlamisarik. If it has a saddle, it's a good simon. If it doesn't, it's a bad simon. Kol mini matlas, yamin chalim, all types of metal instruments are good for a dream, good simon. Chutz mimar, psal v'kardam, except for a hoe or type of a shovel or an axe. That's only if he sees it with their handles. Kol mine peres, yavon chalim, all types of fruit is a good simen in a dream. Chos mi paget mor, except for unripe dates. Unripe dates don't have much benefit, so that's not a good simen. It's like without benefit. Kol mine yarakas, yavon chalim. All types of vegetables are good simen for the dream. Chutz me Rashi liftais, except for the tops of turnips. I frag the Gemara of Amar Amar lo yisazri ad chazay Rashi liftais. He said he didn't come wealthy until he saw in his dream the heads of the turnips. So more answers ki chazah bekanaya chazay. He saw it when they were with their stems, but if they were cut off their stems, it's a bad simen. All types of colors are good in a dream, except for tchelos, as Rashi points out, that tchelos is bluish greenish. Green is a simen of jaundice, so it's not a good simen. All types of birds are good simen in a dream, except for the karya, the kipoi, the karpoi. Except for these types of birds, which are not a good simen, these are birds. Rashi says that they have an appearance, they're types of owls, which have an appearance like a person, and they're type of grotesque looking birds, so this is a bad simen. Haguf me'ay mishivir marchivin simen, this is a simen. So what is this referring to? Shloisha nichnosim leguf ein aguf nenameh. There are three things that enter the body, and the body doesn't get any hana from them. What are these three things? They're gudgonios, v'kafnios, v'pagei tmara. Cherries and dates, which are poor quality, and unripe dates. So person eats that, he's not getting much benefit from them. Shloisha einach nosam leguf, three things do not enter the body, v'aguf nanamim, and the guf does get benefit from them. Elohein, rechitza, sicha, v'tashmish, it means washing, and rubbing with oil, and tashmish. So these are things that the body does get benefit from them. Shleisha mein olam haba. There are three which are mein olam haba, a mashu of olam haba, Shabbos, Shemesh, and tashmish. And Shabbos, the sun, and again tashmish. So the Gemara is going to ask, what do we mean by tashmish? Tashmish damai. Ilay me tashmish amita, it means having relations with his wife, Amikhashi. That activity weakens a person, so it doesn't make him strong. El Tashmish Nakovim, it means relieving himself in the basic kisei. Shloisha Mashivim Daita Shalodam, three things put a person's mind at ease. Elohein, Kol Maro Reach, with pleasant voice, pleasant sight, pleasant smell. These are put persons in mind, put them in a good frame of mind. Shloisha Marchim Daita Shalom, the three things that broaden his mind. Elohein, Dirana, a pleasant dwelling. Vishana, and a pleasant wife. A Caleb Noim, and nice furniture, nice furnishings. These are put a person in a pleasant frame of mind. Chamisha Vashisha Vasara Sime. Chamisha, there are five things which are Echad Mishishim, which are 60th. Elohein, Eish, Dvash, Shabbos, Vashena, Vacholim. The more explained, age, fire is echad mishishim legehenim. It's the 60th of Gehenna. Gehenna is 60 times more intense than the fire that we know. Devash echad mishishim leman. Honey, the sweetness of the honey, is only a 60th of the sweetness of the man. Shabbos echad mishishim loylam haba. Shabbos is a 60th of oylam haba. Shina echad mishishim lemisa. Sleep is a 60th of misa of death. Chaloyim echad mishishim lenevuah. A dream is a 60th of Nevuah. There are six things which are a good siman for achayla elohein. Itush is sneezing, zeya, sweating, shilshol, it means that he is diarrhea, keri is zera, vishena, and sleep, and vechalim, and a dream. Itush, the Gemara will explain, itush duchsiv, ati shoysav tal oir. When he sneezes, light flashes, so it shows that it's a siman of strength. With your sweat, that you eat bread, so it means the summon of eating bread. That we see that it says, so it says, he'll relieve himself constantly, but he will not die. Carry the chsiv yerazera yarach yamim, alavarichas yamim. Shane the chsiv yashanti as yanuchali. Says I'll have menucha, chalim the chsiv, atachlimene, vatachyeni, and vatachlimene, vachyeni, and you gave me life. She said, Vorim merapi mesachel mechol yo. There's six things that cure the sick person, or fosa refua, and it's a complete refua. Elohein, kruv, cabbage, retardant beets, vesis, nivashim, dried pennyroyal, the cave of the animal's stomach, vaharis, the animal's womb, the aserasa, covered, the diaphragm, vyeshimrim, dogim, katanim, even small fish, veloyoid, the benefit of small fish, elishatam, katanim, mafim, umavrim, kol guv shalonim, it causes body to increase and be strengthened, his whole body. Asar dvorim, machzirin, esachel, elchoyot. There are 10 things that put the person a setback and it brings the sickness back onto him, and is even more severe than it was before. Elohein, these are these things. If he eats the meat of an ox, or fatty meat, roasted meat, if he eats from birds, roasted egg, the teglachas and shaving, shechalayim, cress, v'chalev, milk, v'agvina, cheese, v'amerchas, and bathing, v'yeshoimrim, them say, afikaisim, even nuts, v'yeshoimrim, afkishoim, and cucumbers. Tony berishmal lam in the krishma kishuim, why are cucumbers called kishuim, ibnei shem kashim leguv, kacharaves? It's harmful to the body as swords. Frank the Moriini. Is that so? That she, Rivka, was told by the Tanvu that you're going to have two goyim bevitnech, shnei goyim bevitnech, two. You're going to have two mighty nations that come from you. Altikri goyim elegeim. Don't write goyim elegeim. Means people are proud. Means that they're very choshev and prominent. V'amar of Yehuda Marav. Who are these two geim, prominent people? Mami Rav Elon Tagninas for Rabbi, that Tagninas from Esav and Rabbi from Yaakov, and they were the two Nesiim, royalty. Shalai Pasuk Mishulchanim Loitznoin Vlechazeres Vlechishuim. From their table, there was never missing radishes and not Chazeres, horseradish, Vlechishuim, or cucumbers, Loibi Maisachamav, Loibi Maisachshamim. So you see that they had it on the Shulchan Malachim. Must have been it was a good thing. It must have been it was beneficial. And you're telling me that cucumbers are harmful? Like Hashabarav Rabazutra, that it was the large ones are where you say that that's where it's harmful. But Mazutra, small ones, then that it's the good ones are the beneficial ones are the small ones. Tan Rabbanan Meis Babayas, if he sees in his dream. Coming back to dreams. If he sees in his dream a mess, a dead person, shalom babayis, is a siman that there's peace. Achol v'shasa babayis, if the maid ate or drank in the house, siman yavol labayis, is a siman, good siman for the house. Notl kelim in abayis, if the maid removed kelim from the house, siman ra labayis, it's a bad siman. Tagim ra papa, when is that true? What type of kelim are we talking about? Bimisana v'sandala. If it's a shoe or a sandal, then it's a bad siman. Called a shakl shikha mali. Anything that he takes out of the house is a good siman, called misanam a sandal. Except for these things, which this is a bad siman. Otherwise, it's considered that it's a good siman. Malkam shenakramimena vayis gilulim. So now we've concluded the segment of dreams, and we're coming back to the brachas, which is the topic that was discussed at the beginning of the parak, the various brachas that we make when we see certain things. If he sees a place that Avodah Zarah was uprooted, so he makes a bracha that praising Hashem who is oikir the Avodah Zarah from our land. Tana Rabbanan Haroya Markulis, if he sees a certain Avodah Zarah Markulis, Oimer Baruch Shenasan Erech Apayim Loig Deretzayna, that he says that Hashem showed Erech Apayim, that he was patient and slow to anger for the ones who were oiver, the ones who were oiver Avodah Zarah. So here he's Roy the Markulis, he sees the Avodah Zarah. So it wasn't that the Mishnah's case where he was uprooted, he actually sees the Avodah Zarah, but he makes this bracha that being giving a bracha to Hashem, that he showed Erech HaPayim, and he had patience with the ones who were oiver Ritzayna, the ones who were oiver on his rason and his will, and did these avers. And implied in that is kol shekain, that there should be Erech HaPayim for us. Tosis asks, why is it dafka if he sees Markulis? It should be any Avodah Zarah. Why dafka Markulis? And in one Teres in Tosis, he says, in Hanami, it really means any Avodah Zarah. It's just that this was the common Avodah Zarah that they had in Babel. But if he sees a place where the Avodah Zarah was uprooted, we saw in the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, that he removed this Avodah Zarah. And it should be removed from all places. And bring back the people's hearts to serve you. But that component you don't have to say in Chutz La'aretz, because most of the people there are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're goyim, so it's not necessary to say it. Rav Shimon ben Lazar Omer, he says that even in Chutz La'aretz you do have to say it, because the nations ultimately in the future will be Megayer. So it is a bracha for them also to come to be Oyver Hashem. How do we know that Shinemra Az Epoch Halamim Safa Brura? And so they will have a pure Safa to serve Hashem. If he sees the wicked Bavel in Bavel, if he sees that place, Tzarech Levar Chamish Brachos, you have to make five brachos. Rav Bavel, if he sees Rav the Churban of Bavel, Oimer Baruch Shehechri Bavel Risho. Rav Beisushal Nebuchadnezzar, if he sees the house, the ruined house of Nebuchadnezzar, Oimer, he says Baruch Shehechri Beisushal Nebuchadnezzar, Rav Rasha, Baruch Hashem destroyed this Rasha's house. Rav Gushal Arosha, Oikiv Shanesh, if he saw the place of the Nes, where Daniel or Hanami Shalva Zarya, the pit of the lions or the furnace where they threw them into, Oimer Baruch Shasa Nisim Lavaisena by Bamakam Hazem. Ro Markulis, if he sees the Avodah Zarah, Oimer Baruch Shasa Narach Paim, Loiv David Sina. Ro Makam Shinoitl Meno Hofer, if he sees a place where they take earth, Oimer Borach, Oimer Vaisa Geyser Mekayim. So this place that they take the earth, Rashi has two pshatim. One is that there was a curse of Klol and Bavel that an animal could not leave this place unless it was carrying away some of the earth of this place in Bavel. It shows a curse of destruction of removing the earth from the place. Another pshat Rashi brings down is that it's a place where they remove the earth, they excavate the earth, and it's not planted, it's not built on, it's just removed. The earth is removed there to use in building in other places, but this place itself has no planting and no building itself. It's just a pit and desolate place.